From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll hear from the designer of this year's Ferrandi pin, Corey Green. His design called Circle of Life features an orca and a baby seal. But don't worry, no one is actively getting eaten in the scene. I recently went downtown to the Ferrandi headquarters and shop to meet up with Green, whose family has a long history with the yearly event.
Good, how are you?
So you're talking three generations at least. Grandmother, mother, and then, of course, me.
What did that look like with your grandmother and mother? What kind of stuff do your family do working on Ferrandi?
Well, my grandmother, she's pretty much the, matriarch of the business. Everybody loves her. Everybody knows her. Carol. And then there's Lori, and then, of course, me.
What kind of stuff have you been involved in over the years, kind of helping out with the event?
Well, basically, my role is finding what the people want. The pins that the people want, that's my job, finding them. So,
well, let's see. So what would you say is like your favorite part of Ferrandi, having been involved for, you know, intimately involved for so long?
I'm going to have to say the people. It never ceases to amaze me. People from all over the world. I mean that literally. Australia, England, basically any place on the map that you can picture, we've had them.
You have any good memories of maybe meeting somebody from like, you know, far away across the globe or something like that?
Interestingly enough, good memories have to do with my mom telling the story of Ferrandi to all these visitors. As much as I don't like to do the whole spiel, she does, and it's quite significant.
Do you remember maybe like your first Ferrandi pin that you was maybe a favorite or maybe just the first one that you can remember?
Actually, it happens to be my birth year, 1981. It's the eagle. I love it, and it is pretty much gone. It's almost impossible to get. I have one. But yes.
Well, maybe let's talk about that for a sec. So like, as you know, the years go on, there's probably fewer and fewer of the previous year's pins available or even just out there in circulation available for sale. What is that like? Kind of like, are there some extreme collectors or what's the Ferrandi pin kind of collecting environment look like?
Yes, we have extreme collectors, and we always try and help them out, you know, try and get them the pins that they ask for. But quite honestly, some of these pins are very difficult to come by.
What do you think is, and I know you mentioned the 81 pin is pretty hard to find, but are there any others that are especially hard to find or just kind of like the old ones?
Well, we have some old ones that are actually easy to get, like a 76. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But anyway, but then there's these other years, like 80 even, that pretty much when you get a chance to get it, get it. That's all I can say.
Do you have any other kind of maybe favorite designs over the years that you can think of or maybe ones that even inspired your design?
I loved the 2020. I don't know how it was done, but I love the design.
Could you kind of describe it and maybe what you liked about it?
Well, for one, it's a polar bear. I mean, and they have a lot of attention right now. So how is it like not, you know, possible to love them? But for two, it's very clean. It's a very clean design. And it was inspiring. Yes.
And so what got you into painting and drawing yourself?
I couldn't answer that. As soon as I could pick up a utensil, I started using it. So, yes.
Just naturally came to you naturally?
Correct.
So what was it like after, you know, you're a third generation kind of Ferrandi staple? You've been loving the pin since you were a little kid, you know, pretty much, you know, since you were born. What was it like to get your design accepted? And had you been submitting designs prior?
Absolutely. Three times in a row, third time's a charm. It's amazing. It's an absolute honor. And that's pretty much all I can really say. It's an honor. It's an honor. It really is. Like to be a part of all of this, to be a part of the community. This is a big deal. A lot of people care about Ferrandi. And it's pretty cool to be a part of it in any way, let alone designing a pin.
You know, in like 20, 30 years from now, do you hope that the 2024 pin is going to be one of those favorites that's hard to find?
I don't know if I'll hope for that, but I wouldn't complain.
Well, you know, anything else that you'd want to add about maybe Ferrandi, the pins, anything like that?
I'll do whatever it takes to find whatever you need, and basically any questions you have, you'll find answers here.
So if somebody pops in here while you guys are open, they could ask for Corey and maybe talk to you a little bit?
Yes, I might pass them on to my mom or my grandma, but yes, you'll get an answer.
Well, sounds like they'll be in good hands.
Absolutely.
That was this year's Ferrandi pin designer, Corey Green. Now let's hear from his mom, Rondi's store retail manager, Lori Smith. Here she is helping a customer purchase one of this year's pins.
The gold and silver were almost sold out of. The pewter will be sold out before the end of Rondi.
How much?
The pewter is...
13.
Thank you. My mother has been Miss Rondi for years. She set up the foundation here in the store and then kind of tricked me, got in here. She trained me on everything. Rondi has been a part of our family since 1980, and my father sold pins out there in his truck every year until his passing. And we have now four generations of Rondi supporters, workers.
Why do you think Ferrandi holds so much kind of special meaning to your family?
Ferrandi is the history of Alaska. It's the essence of Alaska. It is how we have continued to grow just by celebrating each other and community. It started, well, in 1935, okay? And it started out like a sports event. All the miners and trappers realized, hey, everyone's gathering together during this time. How about if we get involved? Then it's turned into everybody, all Alaska Native villages coming in. We have 150 tables set up at Charlotte Jensen alone just from Native artists. All the miners and trappers would come into town, saw, they would sell, buy, barter, trade, and get ready for the year of upcoming work. So Alaskans, we work hard and we play hard. And they've turned it into what Ferrandi is today. And we have ran this as a nonprofit. This is our 89th celebration.
Maybe let's talk about the pins for a sec. Mm-hmm. So obviously the pins have been going on for a long time. It sounds like there are some fanatics out there looking collectors and stuff like that. Oh, you are one as well. Mm-hmm. Could you maybe talk about like the significance of the yearly pins to Ferrandi and the people that love them?
Oh, the yearly pins. I have been going all these years thinking that our first pin was in 1940. It turns out 1939... the community got together and made some. They didn't do a large quantity. And I think it was just the, 1939 was auctioned off. I don't have the exact number. It was between $12,000 and $18,000 for that one pin.
Wow.
I had a 1957 over the summer, sell for $1,200.
Holy smokes. How would you describe your collection?
Mine? It's still a work in progress because... working for a nonprofit, you don't make that much money. So I go to the yearly swap meet. My mother had ran it for years, and I took over running it. Of course, she comes in and helps, still 80 years old and still doing the Rondi pins. But the swap meet, you can find everything there. Everything. It's unbelievable.
With the legacy and stuff, it sounds like Corey said, you know, he's had a long love of, you know, Ferrandi. Obviously, it's in his blood. But then just the excitement of, you know, it sounds like this was his third time submitting a design. What was it like to, you know, have your own son end up with the selected design after all these years?
I am so proud of him. So very proud. He has been drawing since he was 5 years old. I mean, he just has that natural talent. To tell you the truth, I kind of didn't want him to win for selfish reasons, because you have to commit so much time with these pins when you're the winner. So he has to be in the parade. Well, he gets to be in the parade. There's a lot of demands and a lot of volunteering. He works here, and then he probably volunteers as much as he works. So, but he's like my right arm. So I was like, oh my gosh, okay. But I am so proud of him.
Yeah, I mean, how does that selection process even work? I'm sure there's a bunch of submissions. There's like a committee that selects. How does that process
work? There's a committee of, it ends up being between 10 and 15 people. Of course, I was on the committee, but I had to kind of back away. But he actually submitted his artwork without his name.
That makes sense. Right? I mean, right?
Well, he wanted to win on his own merit.
Anything else that you'd want to add maybe about Ferrandi in general or, you know, the pins or your son, anything like that?
My son, my mother, my daughter, my grandchild. I have my grandchildren in here working, you know, four generations of this. And I'm very proud that I've instilled the love of Ferrandi, Alaska. So... And we have a great board committee. They are so supportive. And with them all, they have so much knowledge and input and help. And our director, John McCleary, he's wonderful. He dedicates his life to Ferrandi. And we're just surrounded by so many good people that it's easy to go, you know, do everything for the community, you know.
Yeah.
It's just you surround yourself with positive, that's what you're going to get.
That was Ferrandi's store retail manager, Lori Smith, who is also the mother of this year's pin designer, Corey Green. Earlier in the segment, we heard from Green as well. And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us on the web at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.